It's the showcase of new and remodeled homes and outdoor living, sponsored by Bragg Ann Arbor, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, coming up June 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5. You can visit these new custom and model homes and remodeled projects in outdoor living spaces, and we get a sneak peek of one of them today. This one is home number 16 by Forward Design Build Remodel. It's a phased whole home remodel, creating beauty, function, and everyday ease. And I love the products they've used in this. And joining us is the man behind it, along with his team. We welcome Jeff Forward. This is an interesting project located just north of Miller on a road I've never seen before, Lamplighter Drive. And it looks like this is a ranch home. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And it was a fairly contemporary ranch when it was built. But over time, she wanted a change. And we went to a real modern transitional look, and we love it. It's a lot of fun.
This is a homeowner who's decided she's going to stay in her home for the rest of her life.
And yes.
Wanted it to adapt to the being an older person, right?
Yes. She spent most of her life in that home, most of her married and adult life, and made the decision that this is going to be her forever home. So that was a real big decision for her, and she started working with us to really make it comfortable and update it and have it reflect how she wants to live today and improve the functionality in the kitchen and the living areas.
Like a lot of older homes in Ann Arbor, it was dark inside, and you have
Yes.
brightened this up immeasurably. Tell us how you did this.
Well, the beauty about a ranch is that it has a lot of, it typically will have a truss roof system, but you can move walls a lot easier on a ranch.
Oh, really?
Yes, because there's typically not plumbing or mechanical going up them.
Oh, good point.
And so we were able to open the space between the front living room and the kitchen, and with the use of a slat wall, still maintain a sense of separation between the two spaces, but it really lets the light flood through the home.
Oh, my gosh. It is just gorgeous. White kitchen. I love the hood on the kitchen.
Thank you. Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Wow. What is that around the base of it?
That is a white.
You got the white hood, and then you've got almost like a gold
It's a white oak.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, that's oak. Oh, my gosh.
That matches the detail around the refrigerator area with the floating white oak shelf
just
system.
Above the refrigerator
Yes,
there.
The modern wrap, so to speak.
Oh, that is just gorgeous. And what about the island? That's pretty.
The island is a honed quartz material.
And yet it's a darker quartz.
It's a darker material, a darker quartz. Mm-hmm. And just because it's honed, it doesn't, like, it really absorbs light. So it kind of draws you to it.
Function was important to you as you put this together. I see under the island, are those cabinets that open up then?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
double-sided
so the space,
storage there.
Really?
Right.
That really opens things up for people for space.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
And the big thing we did with that room is we leveled it because it was a step down destination room before.
Oh, really?
Which really pushed the circulation into certain areas, and by leveling it, that gave us a lot more flexibility for her and her furniture placements and movement as she entertains as well.
Jeff Forward with us, Forward Design Build Remodel here in Ann Arbor, talking about a whole home remodel. What does that mean? There wasn't a place you didn't touch?
actually, no, there was not a place we didn't touch. We started with the basement and giving her a space to live while she was going to be doing the other areas.
Uh-huh.
And then we did the exterior, and then we did the whole interior.
My goodness. Talk more a little bit about some of the nuances of this project.
Well, you know, when somebody says it's a forever home and they really want to be comfortable in it, that allows us to really open up the list of questions about what's not working and what is working. And because we want to spend the money where it's going to have the biggest impact. So we were able, just through our design process, able to really discover the areas that are frustrating for her, and make those improvements.
All right, give some examples of that.
Well, the primary bath, for example. The ability for a bathtub and a shower and for it to be easy to clean. And we had to move around the fixtures to be able to achieve that. But the other bathrooms in the house, she didn't want to change any of the layouts, and those were just updated with new fixtures and finishes. So those didn't need that level of remodeling for, you know, gutting the whole space, whereas the primary bathroom needed the whole space remodeled.
Did she have a sensibility of what she wanted as far as color and design, or what role did your team play in that? You have a lot of talented people at Forward Design.
Well, thank you very much. She has a very opinionated taste. She knows what she likes, but she doesn't necessarily know how to describe it. Mm-hmm. So we use a process of showing inspiration pictures and understanding what she likes. And then we curate design solutions and put them in front of her. Ah. And then she's, well, we like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And from there, she was able to make her decisions.
Aren't a lot of people like that, where you kind of have a sensibility of what you want, but you don't know how to express it?
Exactly.
And that working with a good team, that can be brought out.
Yes. And it's just, it's all about asking questions. Mm-hmm. And asking like layers of questions. What do you like about this? Okay, it's the color. What about the texture? What about the pattern? And understanding how they like things coming together as well.
What do you recommend to other people who might want to do a whole home remodel?
I would say just start looking at photos and noting what you like and what you don't like, and go ahead and write that down. Mm-hmm. And that's very helpful for whoever you're going to work with, and to hand that information over just in your interview process is also very helpful.
Right. Oh, beautiful. And our listeners can tour this home, number 16 on the showcase of new and remodeled homes and outdoor living. There are 17 total. Tickets are $10. Ages 16 and under are free. Cash or check only at the door of whichever home you want to start at. And then it's good for all the homes. You can also get tickets online by going to showcaseofhomes.net, showcaseofhomes.net. What does it mean to you to be able to be in these homes and hear people coming through and talking with them?
Well, first of all, it's just a huge honor to that our homeowners let us do this and want to do it. That really shows the care that they have for us and that we have for them. So it's really is a pleasure and a treat to do this. And the nice thing for people coming in is they can see what's possible, and they can take that home to their house and what they need to do to really make it feel like their home.
Yeah, and always working within their budgets, which is important.
Yes.
So nice talking with you today. Thank you so much to Jeff Forward of Forward Design, Build, and Remodel. You can go to planforward.net and get more details about their company. And don't forget showcaseofhomes.net for information about the upcoming tour, June 27th and 28th. You're listening to 1290 WLBY.